Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
All right, so now we not only have had no rain since, like, who can remember, it's also really cold. The plummeting temps prompting the city to issue the season's first code blue weather emergency for last night. That's when shelters and drop-in centers are available citywide for anybody seeking shelter. No one is denied during code blue. As for the forecast, what are we looking at, Joe?
Well, Susan, it's going to be chilly today. This is as cold as we've seen since last April across the tri-state, and it's only going to warm to about 50 degrees today with that stiff breeze out of the north persisting, so real field temperature will only get into the 30s this morning and maybe low 40s this afternoon. A cold night ahead, but with light winds, most suburbs will be in the mid to upper 20s, the city about 38, chilly tomorrow, but then we start a warming trend on Friday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, the New York Weather Station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, and what seems like perfect timing here, the United Federation of Teachers is launching its annual middle school coat drive. Let's get more on that from our Glenn Chuck.
And good morning. You know, as you head out this morning, Susan, you think, you know, just putting on a warm coat will be fine. But, and of course, many of us take that for granted. But think about city school kids by the hundreds who live in homeless shelters. The best maybe they can do is a long sleeve T-shirt or a sweatshirt on a day like today. So hundreds again are going to be invited to this event that the UFT is having on November 23rd. And when they get there, they're going to get a brand new coat, new hat, and gloves, and other things as well. Rich Mantell is the VP of the middle schools for the UFT. He began this about a dozen years ago.
We know when the kids leave, we know we give them the coats. They're beaming from ear to ear, like they just can't believe it. They come in, you know, they're wearing like a sweatshirt in the middle of winter or a long sleeve T-shirt. And they leave with the coats, and just seeing the looks on their faces and how grateful they are without saying anything, just witnessing it, it's a priceless feeling.
So again, these coats, hats, scarves, sweaters, gloves, you can drop them off here at the UFT headquarters at 52 Broadway or mail them on in. Again, they'll certainly be used and appreciated. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Lower Manhattan.
Well, the weather is not helping at all the wildfire situation in our area. Yesterday, on what was a red flag day in the city, two heavy fires broke out near train tracks in the Bronx, forcing Amtrak service to be shut down between Penn Station and New Haven. Amtrak says that remains suspended this morning and that they hope to have it fully restored by 2 this afternoon.
Working in the Parts Authority Auto Parts Warehouse on Bronxdale Avenue, here's what Palabre Tenko heard.
So we are inside here, something blow like a bomb. So as we try, we focus outside, we see top of the wire catch a fire.
That was the first fire. The second one happened nearby. FDNY Chief of Operations Kevin Woods.
About a quarter mile away, we had an additional fire in a transformer, an Amtrak transformer, and 3 vehicles were also on fire at that location.
They used firefighting foam and are investigating if the 2 fires are related. There were no injuries. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Morris Park.
The Jennings Creek Sterling State Park wildfire is still burning in 5,000 acres, half of which are in New York, the other half in New Jersey. It's still only 10% contained. Governor Hochul making a move to prevent even more fires.
He's announcing today a statewide burn ban because the threats are too great and we cannot have our resources directed to smaller fires. We need everybody, all hands on deck, and the major scale fires we have right here.
Well, the ban on outdoor burning will remain in effect until November 30th. And the reminder that the red flag warning continues for the city, Southern Connecticut, and Long Island until 6 this evening. Today, Governor Murphy, the DEP, and other state officials in New Jersey will hold another briefing on the drought situation there. Without any significant rainfall across the area in the last 2.5 months, reservoirs in the Garden State are dangerously low, including in Wanacue, which is now at 45% capacity. Word is New Jersey will issue a drought warning that could come with mandatory water restrictions. The governor's briefing coming up at 11 this morning. Do check back with 1010 Winds for the very latest. A shooting in Marcus Garvey Park in East Harlem last night. That's where police say 5 men tried to steal another man's bike. It happened at around 10:45 with the 33-year-old bike rider shot in the leg as he put up a fight. He is hospitalized in stable condition. One suspect is in custody. The others are still on the loose. Cops say they have the gun. A group of college kids in New Jersey helped to solve a 50-year-old cold case murder in Wisconsin. These were students at the Gene Research Center at Ramapo College in Mahwah, who, as part of a 2-year effort, traced evidence from a stocking cap that was found at the scene, which Monday led police to arrest an 84-year-old man. John Miller then confessed to killing Mary Schlace, who was found dead in 1974. Miller told police that she was hitchhiking when he picked her up and that he later stabbed her when she refused his sexual advances. As Donald Trump appoints some immigration hardliners to key posts in his new administration, Mayor Adams weighs in on the migrant situation here in the city.
Mayor Adams responded directly to Trump's threat of mass deportations.
I'm not a supporter of mass deportation.
But he was also clear that the Biden administration's immigration policy was a failure for New York.
No financial assistance from the administration. I think it was about $200 and something million with billions of dollars we had to pay for. I don't want to see that happen again.
Some solutions he's suggesting: sending migrants to places with population shortages and expedited work authorization. Meanwhile, the mayor says the city will do everything possible to treat migrants in a humane way. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
In response, public advocate Jumaane Williams blasted the mayor's remarks and criticism of the Biden administration, saying, quote, with so many New Yorkers rightfully frightened for their communities and families, he, Adams, is proudly claiming ideological victory and blurring the line between morally right and politically advantageous. We have big news about next year's St. Patrick's Day parade on Staten Island. In fact, it's a first in 60 years.
LGBTQ groups have been accepted in Manhattan, Boston, and even Ireland. Staten Island was the very last holdout.
I'd like to start off by thanking our elected officials who have supported us and continue to support us throughout this endeavor,
said Carol Bullock, executive director of the Pride Center of Staten Island.
I think that people recognize that we just want to march with our banner like any other organization.
Parade organizers have been pressured for years to include the gay community and have seen organizations drop out in protest. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Staten Island.
So it turns out neither Peanut the Squirrel nor Fred the Raccoon had rabies. That's right. Both of the social media stars were seized and then euthanized by New York State officials after they received an anonymous tip about the animals being housed illegally and unsafely. They lived with Mark Longo in Pine City, New York. He was in the process of getting the paperwork to run an animal sanctuary. Yesterday, he said it was no shocker to him that both animals, including Peanut, who lived with him for 7.5 years, did not have rabies. The DEC, meantime, which has been widely criticized for killing the animals, says it has launched an internal investigation. All right, so you think the presidential race had drama? Listen to this latest twist in the race for honorary dog mayor of New York City. Yesterday was the final round of voting between Bertram the Pomeranian and Simon the Basset cattle dog. Simon was in after Enzo the Shih Tzu dropped out due to big support for Bertram from a meme coin using his stolen image. Well, now Bertram has conceded the race. Why?
You think you're top dog.
Well, the dog mayor organizer writes on Instagram that while Simon won in the polls on Facebook and the website, Birdie held a substantial lead on Instagram. However, They noticed on the back end many accounts that appeared to be bots that flooded the poll at certain times. Well, the only way to legitimately deal with that would have been a manual recount of 22,000 votes to weed out the spam. And so Bertram's person decided not to put the city through all that. Instead, the dog conceded the race to Simon, who's now the second honorary dog mayor of New York. Yeah, Bertram will be deputy dog mayor, and new this time around, cabinet positions for former canine debates. That'll raise further awareness for the city's shelter dogs, among other initiatives. The official inauguration? That'll be Sunday, January 19th on the steps of City Hall when the current dog mayor, Sally Longdog, and deputy dog mayor, Riley, will hand over the reins to Simon and Bert. Get more info at dogmayornyc.com. Some NSYNC members heading to Broadway. Yeah, the show And Juliet will mark its second anniversary by inviting fans to a sing-along for that performance only. That'll be hosted on November 17th by J.C. Chasez.
Get ready to sing along to some classic pop hits alongside the cast, and who knows, there might be a little something extra in store. Get your tickets now on AndJulietBroadway.com, and we will see you in New York.
Then coming up January 21st, Joey Fatone will be joining the cast.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.